And it really was a wonderful tea. There was a nice brown egg, lightly boiled for each of them. And then sardines on toast. And then buttered toast. And then toast with honey. And then a sugar-topped cake. And when Lucy was tired of eating, the fawn began to talk. He had wonderful tales to tell of life in the forest. He told about the midnight dances and how the nymphs who lived in the wells and the dryads who lived in the trees came out to dance with the fawns. About long hunting parties after the milk-white stag who could give you wishes if you caught him. About feasting and treasure-seeking with the wild red dwarves in deep mines and caverns far beneath the forest floor. And then about summer, when the woods were green and old Silenus on his fat donkey would come to visit them, and sometimes Bacchus himself. And then the streams would run with wine instead of water, and the whole forest would give itself up to jollification for weeks on end.
"Not that it isn't always winter now," he added gloomily.
Then, to cheer himself up, he took from out its case on the dresser a strange little flute that looked as if it was made from straw, and began to play. And the tune he played made Lucy want to cry, and laugh, and dance, and go to sleep all at the same time. It must have been hours later when she shook herself and said, "Oh, Mr. Tumnus, I'm so sorry to stop you, and I do love that tune. But really, I must go home. I only meant to stay for a few minutes."